Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
What?
I know that is right. I need to change my way of being and see from your perspective. See from God's perspective. See from love perspective. See from a higher vision. That's how you set yourself free. But you still got to dance with the physical and the, I want to say unphysical. I don't know why I want to say unphysical, but you know what I mean. The spiritual realm and the physical realm. The realm of the divine and the realm of humanity. Oh, we're going to talk more about that. I don't even know what we're going to say, but I know I'm full of it. I'm full of the it. Factor. I'm full of the X factor, and I'm just going to release it free. I got so much flow just bubbling up inside of me, so we'll see what happens. I know that you will be set free, even if you listen to just 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5, 10, the whole show, come back and listen, whatever. You know, you're going to be set free, just the fact that you've tuned in now. Valerie Joy, that song is Set Me Free. We're here to set you free. We're here to support you in your transformation. And if you stay open, stay receptive, you will know freedom in a whole new way. How do I know? Because that's what I heard. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first and tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And we know truly that you make a difference. Even now, this very moment, you're making a difference. The fact that you're listening to the question, the fact that you're listening to find a better answer, the fact that you're showing up, the fact that you're saying there's more, you're making a difference, because everything that you're thinking right now is causing the change on this planet, everything you're feeling. And you also have a choice now to choose love, meaning to allow, or you could choose fear, to resist. So whatever is going through you right now, even if you're not in that joyful place and joyful space, just allow it. Don't resist it. Don't push it down. Don't push it away. Don't affirm it away. Just watch it. Watch yourself get nervous. Watch yourself get fearful. Be doubtful. Be judgmental. Just watch yourself. It's like you step outside of yourself. You become an observer. Observer of yourself and say, let me see what's going on here. Become curious about who you are. And when you do that, you make space for you, you make space for the judgment, you make space for the pain, and eventually it dissolves. You actually forget that you were feeling pain, that you were feeling judgmental, that you were stuck. And then you go, wow, I don't know what happened. I just feel relaxed. I feel better. You know? We don't need to run for all the pain in our lives. We don't need to run. It's okay. We're going to talk more about that. I'm just letting it be. We're all going to be set free. Because God is living itself as me. Okay. That was cute. I like that. I felt good. Thank you, Spirit, for giving me that. That was very good. So I think it's time to bring in Celeste. Well, not time, but it's almost time. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Life Conversations Radio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, the Nutty Professor, the intuitive in the closet, the playful one, the joyful one. I have friends that say, you think too much. I do that too. I can't help it. Let's see. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Monica is in the house. That's right. I'm the poet. Monica is in the house. Cheryl is in the house. I didn't see you leave yesterday. You just went behind through the back door, Cheryl. But it's okay. I knew you just stepped away for a minute that you'll be back, and here you are. Silent listeners, this guy's this guest. Thank you all for being here and tuning in. Those of you listening on the archive, thank you. And we give thanks for the within listeners, within radio listeners. Thank you all for tuning in. And those of you on the phone line, we have Kahira. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. We're going to come to you, and I so look forward to help you, supporting you in your transformation. We got Kobe. I think I'm just going to unmute Kobe's line real soon. Don't you dare run away. I'm like, you got something to say. I can feel it. Glenda is in the house. Glenda is gliding through life, freeing herself, and just enjoying the moment as she enjoys her faith mobile. And some other numbers we don't recognize. We think we do. We're not quite sure. But, you know, the only number that matters is the number one. Why? Because we are one. And not only are we are one with the one. Ain't that right, Celeste? You better stay ready.
Hey, Life Coach today. How are you today?
I am, as I said, I have so much coming through me around freedom. I woke up with it, I went to bed with it, and I'm getting so much, and I'm thinking, all right, and I couldn't write long fast enough. And then Spirit, just relax. So I'm sort of in a space of receptivity. I feel something is going to happen, and I say yes, and then as we all grow together. So I'm in a place of receptiveness. I'm feeling receptive today.
You're feeling like water.
Yeah, I'm just going to flow. That's right. Yeah.
That's I got jokes. Let me stop.
Okay. Yeah, you do. Don't stop. You know you got jokes. Don't be fronting.
Right. I think there's a theme. There's a theme with the flow and the water and freedom. And I'm just going to let it, you know, just unfold instead of doing prophecy. But I'm looking forward to what I see. How about that?
And what you see is what the prophet sees through you. So it's okay for you to speak it. We won't hold that against you. So let the prophet see what is real, and then you can just say yes. I'm going to hand it over to you.
And thank you. Let me do your announcements. I don't know where we went, but okay, float on. Rock on, family. Nope. Hey. Don't do it today.
All right, I will.
Don't break out in a song.
I've tried. Aries. Okay,
it's the last show of the week for us, at least on the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show, so we get a little loose, family. So welcome, hello, to the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach A Day, right here from Monday through Wednesday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach A Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Day and our guests can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach A Day fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or you can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach A Day button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day on the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. Also, you can email Life Coach A Day any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. The theme for the month of January is release your inner splendor. And we have wonderful guests coming up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Next week, we have Bishop Carlton Pearson of Gospel of Inclusion fame joining us. We also have exciting shows on our Life Conversations Radio Network. And since next Wednesday is the last Wednesday of the month, that means Ancestral Blueprints will be airing with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach A Day. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. Then be sure to join Ambassa Safara for the play experience. Have you purposefully loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on a playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot. Also, the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. Go to thelifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach A Day drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. No amount is too small, and we thank you for being a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach A Day.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste Morgan. I appreciate you. Celeste will be back around 1 for Good News Wednesday. And Celestial Moment I don't know what it's called. See, I keep trying to get your voice right. Hello, family. My name is Celeste Morgan. Okay.
I don't know why you keep trying to do my voice, man.
I know, right? I just need to do me and be free. All right. Thank you, Celeste.
Yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye for now. Yes, yes, yes. Before we jump into the conversation and come to take some calls, we have Reverend Doctor. Yeah, she is a Reverend Doctor. She's truly a healer. Reverend Deborah Johnson. She's going to stop by. Well, she's here for a quick minute. She's coming to Atlanta and on her way to Atlanta in the next few hours to participate in a conference called Creating Change. And she's going to tell us what that's about. Just a popping, people in Atlanta, or if you want to travel and come down to this conference. And she's going to update you. And then we're going to drop in, take some calls, talk about forgiveness. Today's topic, forgiveness? Yeah, that too. We're going to talk about that, because if you don't forgive, you're not going to be free. Today's topic, today's theme is, what is it? Freedom from the pursuit of freedom. You're already free. Okay, let's see. Let's bring on, Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson. There you go.
Hey, hello there.
Oh, I'm so glad you got through. The phone lines have been acting up lately. People have been having all kind of issues, but you made it through. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I was determined.
I know, that's right. You said, I'm going to get through. I say yes.
I say yes. I'm in a couple hours. I'm on a plane to Atlanta. I'm getting there.
I am more excited than you are. Oh, I can't wait to see you when you get here. And listeners, if you don't know, you got to know Reverend Deborah Johnson. She's the author of The Sacred Yes, Letters from the Infinite. And the other one, volume 2 is...
Your Deepest Intent.
Your Deepest Intent. And I promise you, you get one of those books, your life will change forever. You will fall in love with yourself in a whole new way. And I'm not just promoting, trust me. I have this book next to me. I pull it up, I open it, and it goes, bam, truth in your face. And Reverend Deborah is going to be joining us, I think it's in February, real soon anyway.
Yes.
But she's going to be in Atlanta, and I'm excited. So, Reverend Deborah, I keep wanting to say Dr. Deborah. You're getting I don't know why, but anyway.
Just keep holding that thought. Dr. Deborah, I love that.
I love it. Dr. Deborah is in the house.
I have an MBA and I have a ministerial degree. And in my heart, I've always thought, I should have a doctorate somewhere, so maybe one day that'll be.
It is. I mean, someone's going to catch the idea, because the truth is you are a true healer. And a true healer, for me, raises the vibration for others to heal themselves. And you have a way of doing that without even trying. You're already a doctor. We just need somebody to say, yep, we see you. Here it is.
I had the privilege of emceeing an event and being the host for Dr. Maya Angelou within this past year. And it was just extraordinary. The city granted me the honor to also write the proclamation for her, from the city of Santa Cruz. So I did all this stuff and, did my homework and whatnot, doing her bio. And you know what fascinated me? She doesn't have a college degree. She has something like 27 doctorates, honorary doctorates, but doesn't have a college degree.
Wow. Now,
found that to be so true that, I'm not sure if Oprah Winfrey has a college degree. And I'm not really sure that my mentor, Dr. Michael Beckwith, actually graduated from college. And I know the founder of the tradition of New Thought that we study in under Ernest Holmes, Religious Science, I'm sure he never went to college. So it's just to say that the truth is the truth is the truth. And whereas learned book knowledge is wonderful, if you don't get it from the soul, it isn't going to matter anyway.
You know,
so don't anybody out there feel like, you know, you have to have a whole bunch of letters behind your name to be whatever it is that you are called to be.
I know that is right. And you know today's topic is freedom from the pursuit of freedom. You know,
I was muted, but when I heard that, I hollered. I thought that was so perfect. It was so perfect. Because what happens is that we objectify our spiritual experience. It becomes this thing that we chase after as opposed to letting it be who we are. Yes. You know, all this stuff that goes on, it's just the context of our life. But we make it the content. The content needs to be spirit. And we wind up being enslaved to the things that we think are going to make us free.
Mm. Oxymoronic and insanity.
It is. Wow. You know, you mentioned my spirit letters. I don't even remember which letter it was, but this theme has come up several times where the spirit voice will say, you know, what are you searching for? You know, because your search says more about you than anything.
Indeed.
You know, what are you chasing after? And, you know, what is this thing that you're just like so desperate to get, and how sacred could it be?
And who told you don't have it now? Woo! I love you, Reverend Deb. Oh my God, love doesn't even express what I feel for you.
And oh, likewise, my brother.
I'm so
pleased that you're going for it. You know, and just doing it. And I appreciate being in collaboration and, you know, having the opportunity because, you know, you and people like you who are creating shows and creating avenues are giving the rest of us who haven't gotten it together enough to do that for ourselves an opportunity, you know, to reach the masses. And together we make it happen.
Indeed. If we need each other, we're part of the one. And speaking of one, you're part of a movement called Creating Change. A conference is taking place in Atlanta, Creating Change, this week, starting actually today.
Yeah, the pre institutes are starting today.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of my favorite conferences. There are two all-time favorite conferences that, as far as I'm concerned, are just musts. One is the Revelation Conference put on by the Agape International Center out of Los Angeles. It usually happens around April or so. And this particular one, which actually predates Revelation, this is called Creating Change. And it is sponsored by the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, often referred to as just the Task Force, an organization that I've been affiliated with for many years. In fact, I used to be on its board of directors in the early and mid-90s, even serving as co-chair. And part about what I love about this organization and this particular conference is that it lives up to its name, Creating Change. It is the only place that I know of, and it's by divine design, it's the only place that I know of where there is such an incredible cross-section of social change agents that come together to try to work it out. Across all of our differing opinions and ways of doing things, it's primarily focused from an LGBT activist standpoint, but it stands in pure solidarity with other social justice movements, as you will see by the plenary speakers and whatnot that I'm going to mention. So you will have here at this conference everybody from the gay Republicans to the queer youth, from the religious leaders to the anarchists, the military, the educators. I mean, it just goes across the whole gamut, young, old, from around the literally from around the world. It'll be a few thousand people, and just being in the hallways is electrifying to me. And if any of you watched the inauguration, and you listen to Obama, and you see the turnaround of the national NAACP, and you see how marriage equality and full inclusion of LGBT people within the civil rights movement is becoming more mainstream, you have to thank this organization. And one or two organizations like them who have been behind the scenes just constantly being there, having the hard discussions, and the intersections are there. You know, I know it. I personally, 30 years ago, literally, like Martin Luther King time 30 years ago, was involved in a situation, a discrimination situation in Los Angeles, and won this huge, huge landmark case, which set the precedent for the inclusion of sexual orientation into California's civil rights bill that kind of started the whole thing, you know, rolling of, you know, of where we are now. And the kind of people that are going to be there are just absolutely outstanding. There are plenaries every day. The opening plenary tomorrow is going to be Deepak Bhargava. He's Indian-born. He's immigrated here to the U.S., and he is on the forefront. He's the executive director of the Center for Community Change, and he is all about empowering low-income people, particularly people of color, about how to affect their lives and get systemic change. And he's been involved in many of the really big measures like universal health care and safety nets and comprehensive immigration reform. I've met him personally. He's a really, really, really lovely man. The State of the Movement address is going to be by Rhea Carey, who is executive director of the task force that puts on this particular event. I personally consider her to be one of the greatest minds around. Her capacity to organize, to articulate, she is charismatic and just electric. Actually, all these speakers really are. The keynote on Saturday is Jose Antonio Vargas. And he's the founder of Define American, which is a nonprofit organization that is also about immigration reform. He's made a lot of headlines with his own personal story, being in New York Times Magazine. He's out of San Francisco right now, and he's part of the Big Dream Act that King has. I mean, that King, huh? That Obama has going on. Without a slip. And the closing plenary is a songbird sister, Frenchie Davis, out of Los Angeles, a voice of an angel. She's been on the Broadway cast of The Rent and Dream Girls, Ain't Misbehaving. There's going to be a multi-faith service that morning as well, and she's just going to rock us with the inspiration. And in between that, there are dozens and dozens of workshops and panels and all kinds of organizing activities. If you just go and Google Creating Change Conference, you will find everything that you want to know. There are day passes as well, lots of entertainment and, you know, creative endeavors going on as well. It's well worth it. It is just well worth it. And anybody in the area of Atlanta, I encourage, if you can, just check it out. And I believe that they have live streaming going on for most of these events, too. So if you can't personally make it there, you might want to drop into some sessions.
Well, I'm grateful that this is bringing you down here, and we get to hang out on Saturday and on Sunday, too, after the conference. It's going to be good.
Yeah,
so, I
definitely looking forward to that. And I appreciate the opportunity for you to give me a chance to, you know, to plug this particular conference. And, you know, I want to plug you in the work that you're doing, too, because you really are doing, you know, outstanding work. And I can't thank you enough for that, my brother.
Thank you. You know, I guess it's that thing, what they say about you only get to keep what you give away, because you are part of who I am today. You were one of my spiritual midwives and supported me when I had that major transformation at Revelation that you talked about. And that was a death and rebirthing experience like I can't even put in words, and you birthed me through it.
You know what? That made two of us, because that yanked me out of the last Pentecostal closet. up in the middle of all those metaphysicians. Bishop Yvette Flunder, out of City of Refuge in San Francisco, I love it. She's coined a new phrase. She calls us Metabapticostals.
Metabapticostals. Oh, God.
Yes. Oh, baby, you yanked me out the last Pentecostal. People were looking at, what happened? What happened? What happened? Because it was just too much. When the Spirit comes through, it's got to come through.
I may share that experience, but oh my God, on this show, but it was something. I just knew. I sat next to you, behind you. I didn't even know you were there. I looked up. Spirit told me I'm going to come to you. I was listening to Dr. Will Coleman, and as soon as he finished just throwing me out, Spirit said, get up. I got up, and normally, I like to have my spiritual transformation quietly, you know. I don't need people to see me crying and all that other stuff. But I came, looked at me, said, I told you, and that was it. Woo! I was gone. I couldn't even stand up. Yeah, that's an experience I'll never forget. So
I'm glad to have been there, and I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yes, indeed. And have a safe journey. I know
okay.
It's going to be great. And
Take care.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
I love Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson. That's right. And she's coming to Atlanta, and I'm going to see her. And, you know, I want to do something different because we're just going to free ourselves from the pursuit of freedom of planning and being strategic and saying, I want to start this first. I want to go to Kahira. I think it's Kahira. She got a question. She's moving through some stuff. I think she's thawed out now. Let's go to her, and then we'll go deep into this conversation about freedom from the pursuit of freedom. And we'll go in depth. Hey, Kahira, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. And if not, please correct me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, great. So welcome to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I usually don't take questions at the beginning, like to lay a foundation, but we've laid the foundation right now. So what's moving in your world? What's showing up? What's causing you to say yes to more of life?
That's complicated. I guess I'm trying to be happy and trying to be free is what's the topic of the show.
Mm-hmm. So you say you're trying to be happy, trying to be free. What does that look like?
Okay. For me right now, it will be getting rid of a lot of baggage and just having more clarity, especially in terms of my career or what, you know, I see myself doing professionally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also I guess something that weighs on me is I'm not in a romantic relationship. I don't know how you look for one. But I'd like to be in one.
Okay. All right, so you have a lot of, what they say, a lot of things in the fire. What's the phrase? I can't remember
mm-hmm.
now. Doesn't matter. You got a lot going on. You're trying to be happy, trying to be free. You want a romantic relationship. You're trying to let go of some baggages. You're trying to do this so you can be free and enjoy love. And so you're in this space now with all of that going on in your world. What space are you in? When you think about everything that you're trying to accomplish, what space are you in right now?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you said you're trying to be free, trying to be happy, trying to let go of some baggages. You want to be in a romantic relationship. You don't know how to look for that. So there's a lot on the table. It's almost like, okay, this is what I'm hearing. You come into my restaurant because I'm serving soul food, and I give you the menu. It's like, what would you want today? You say, well, I kind of like that. I like this. I'm not sure if I want that, but I'm looking at that. So I'm still standing and saying, okay, so what do you want? So sometimes people say, oh, I just don't know. I'm so confused. Or I just want it all, but I don't know if I can eat it all. So for me, I'm asking you, how are you feeling? What are you feeling emotionally when you think of all these things that you want?
I guess unclear to a degree.
Okay.
And overwhelmed to a degree.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's break it down. Imagine you're just in this universal all-you-can-eat restaurant, and God said, my baby girl, What do you want? What do you need? What do you want right now? Right now, what do you want?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yes, that would be you.
I want a job that I enjoy, that pays well, and I want to be able to travel with work, or at least afford to travel because it pays well. In terms of the relationship, I want to meet somebody that I can connect with.
Okay. So which one takes more priority?
On
the work
level.
Or takes more priority? Which one is, I heard the many levels, we'll come to that. So the relationship, which one is more important, the relationship or the job?
I think they're like neck and neck.
Okay, they're like neck and neck. That's a good thing. They can come together and help you find yourself. So I hear, you know, when I listen to you, I do hear that sense of overwhelming. You have a lot of things going on that you want, that you desire. And for me, it's like I kind of sense there's something underneath that. There's something under the relationship. There's something underneath in the job that pays well. There's a deeper question. What is the deeper question? Just take a breath right now. Just breathe in with me. Just breathe in and breathe out. And just continue to breathe in and breathe out at your own pace. And just get connected with what's the deeper question. Because you can have the relationship. Because in order to connect with somebody on a deeper, many levels, on a deeper level, you're going to have to move some stuff out of the way. And there's something that you, I don't know if you're hoping will replace a sort of loneliness that you're feeling, the job, getting a good job that pays well so you can always have money. But what is the deeper question? What if you get a job that doesn't pay well but is close to what you want? What is the deeper question that you're really asking, that you're struggling with? What's underneath all of that?
I don't know. I mean, I think to a degree I'm kind of traumatized because of my experiences
I
had. Yeah.
Okay, say that again. You said you're traumatized because what?
You know, just basically like the experiences that I've had, it's kind of like tainted.
Are we talking about relationship here or are we talking about work?
Oh, both.
Okay. So
here's
what I
don't work. I don't know.
Okay, so here's what I'm hearing. There's a lot of thoughts flying around in your mind, and you know, they say if you don't know where you're going, any road will lead you there.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm inviting you to do is, do you meditate?
No.
Okay, have you ever written down what you really want? Have you ever written your life down on a paper and saying, if I can create the life that I want, this is what it will look like?
Kind of halfway of the
Okay, so let's go all the way now. We want to free you from the pursuit of a loving relationship. We want to free you from the pursuit of a job that pays well so that you are standing on your own first. Yes, the job will come, the relationship will come. I mean, sometimes you go online and say you're available, you'll find somebody. But if you want somebody that you want to connect with on many levels, you've got to do the work so you can know what you want. If you don't know what you want, you won't recognize it when it shows up.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is kind of look at where you are today and look at what is missing in your life. Not, you know, sometimes we say look at what you're grateful for. Look at what's missing in your life. Are you working right now?
I work, yeah.
Okay. So what kind of work do you do?
I'm an analyst, like, you know, analysis of information, policies, that type of thing, writing.
Okay. So do you like the job?
No, I don't.
Okay. So you do it every day?
Yeah.
Are you distracted? Are you looking at a paper? Are you doing something while you're talking to me?
I'm writing down what we're talking about.
Oh, okay, good. I just want to make sure that you're with me now, because we're going to do spiritual surgery. I need you to be present. We don't need to knock you out. Okay, good. So here's the thing. Are you going to work today?
I'm working from home.
Oh, you're working from home. Okay, so what I want you to do, this is what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you some things to do and get clear. And keep listening to the show. And you're feel free to press one, because there needs to be some clarity that happens for you to say, what do I want? Where am I going? What do I want for my life? Who am I? Why am I here? What are my gifts? What are my talents? So I want one thing I'm going to give you right now regarding your work is I want you to approach this job that you have right now as if this is the dream job that you've been wanting all your life. This is it. You're so grateful you've accomplished it. And whoever you're working with or for, when they experience you, they look at you and say, wow, what happened to you? You're glowing. Are you pregnant? And you're like, I'm pregnant with great ideas.
Okay.
Is that something you can do?
Yes.
There's this energy going on. You may need to go out and just shout. It's like, I am here to make a difference, damn it. And nobody's going to stop me, because you're kind of like, you know, you're in this place where, like, I don't know. You got to wake yourself up. See, what you're going through, what you're feeling is causing you to wake up. So the question is, are you going to say yes? Are you going to give up the desire, the need to chase the relationship, to say, you know what, I'm going to fall in love with myself. I'm going to get clear about what I want, so that when you attract the right person, they're matching where you are vibrationally. Because if you attract somebody right now, just in this moment that we're in, you might attract somebody saying, well, you know, what you want to do? You want to hang out? You want to spend the rest of your life with me? What you want with life? I don't know. I'm just trying to see what happens. Have a job? Well, I have a job. But, you know, hopefully we can find a job where I can travel. Well, I don't know. You know, because you attract people based on where you are vibrationally. So you have to start looking and seeing your own gifts, your own talent, and seeing that you make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely suggest that you start meditating to get still and listen to that inner voice. Get still. You said you're jaded. You need to go. I suggest you do some forgiveness work. Understand that everything that happened to you in relationship and work is actually there for you to see yourself in a whole new way. It's not because you're a horrible person. It's not because you got bad karma. It's not because God is punishing you. It's none of that BS. There are opportunities for you to grow. So the question is, you can even say, but why is this happening to me? Because you keep praying for transformation. So you can look at what needs to be revealed, what is seeking to be birthed. So I would definitely suggest you taking some time to be still, to just get still. You may want to ask, you know, there are many ways to meditate. You can experiment. You can try where you just sit still and say, okay, God, whatever you have for me. Now, if you're meditating for the first time, you may have all kind of thoughts flying in your mind, and you say, I can't get still, I can't do this. Have a pen and paper that you like you have now, and just write the things that come up. It could be something like, oh, you know, you got that appointment on Friday, you've forgotten, haven't you? Oh, yeah, I did. Just make it appointment Friday, and just come back to the present moment. Oh, I got to go shopping later on. Okay, just write that down. Open your eyes, write it down. Don't worry about just till you empty all those thoughts and get in a place where you can fully feel yourself as pure awareness. You can see yourself through the eyes of God. And then all the unresolved issues will have an opportunity to rise to the top. And you can look at it from a place of receptivity rather than judgment. And ask yourself, what did I learn from that? It was painful, it was hard, but what did I learn from that? Now that you caught the lesson, you can move on. You can teach that lesson. And from a place of clarity, you can design your own life. Okay?
Okay. And then you mentioned a book earlier. I didn't get the name of that.
The book of Reverend Deborah's book?
I'm not sure.
Which book? You said I mentioned the book when? You mean before I came to you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's The Sacred Yes. The book is, ooh, I'm so glad you asked for this. Even the title is speaking, I'm kind of emotional. Ooh, thank you. It's called The Sacred Yes. And the author, of course, is Reverend Deborah L. Johnson. I promise you, you get this book and you read it, you won't be the same. You will fly. You will look back at today and saying, oh, my God, what was going on back then? Oh, okay, I needed to see something. Because I'll share this in this book. Go get it. There's a quote here that says, the struggle for freedom is really just a demand to be authentic.
Mm.
Your struggle, Tahira, for freedom is really just your demand to be authentic, to live your own truth, to live your personal truth, to live your spiritual truth. How you doing over there?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Okay, good. So what I need you to do is keep listening to the show. Press one on your keypad so you can put your hand down. That's how we know you people will call. And then if you have other questions later on through the show, press one again, all right?
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You are very welcome. You are the answer that you're seeking. Just say yes. The sacred yes. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am your host, the Naughty Professor. Today we're talking about freedom. Freedom from the pursuit of freedom. We want to be free. Now, I want to... Let's do this. 347-426-3346. I want to play a song just to kind of bring us back, you know. And then I want to give you a definition of freedom. And Spirit gave me this idea that had me look at freedom in a whole different way a few days ago. And we'll continue the conversation. And you know, I'm going to do something. I'm going to be real loving right now. We're going to take a musical break. It's only about 3 minutes long. But before I do that, I'm going to do this. Hello, Colby. How are you doing?
Hello.
I told you. How are you doing?
Oh man. Okay. I'm doing well.
Good. So what are you doing right now? Where are you? If it's not
I'm at home. Okay. Caught me completely off guard because I had stepped away from the phone and then came back to the phone and I heard, hello, Kobe.
So before I let you go, anything you want to share with our listeners, share with me, share with the world right now that you're feeling is bubbling up for you?
Well, it's been a great year so far, and just want to wish everybody just a happy new year, if I haven't already told you, and that's about it.
Thank you. I told you I was going to come to you. I don't know why, but I trust the process. Ha! I know your heart is beating so fast.
Yeah, I should have known you weren't playing with that.
Yeah, when I play, take me seriously. All right, my friend, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
A little bit of laughter is good for the soul. If you missed yesterday's show, you got to check it out. Sometimes we are too serious. We need to relax. We need to break the rules, break the routine, and just let people say, you play too much. You say, yeah, you damn right I play too much. My soul depends on it. You know, there's so much going on. I want all of you to show up that when you show up in a space, in a place, people say, oh, my God, what have you been doing? Tell us the secret. You know, you're like, oh, I'm intoxicated with God. Here's fertile ground, whichever way you want to pronounce it, reminding us to love one another, to love each other, and then we're going to go deep. Oh, my God, is that the time? Oh, whatever. I am beyond time and space. I'm not tripping about time, but it's all good. So here we go. Fertile ground, where are you? It's ready to plant some seeds.
freedom.
What is freedom to you? Are you chasing freedom? Are you dying to be free? It's time. Stop. Wake up. Stay alert. Stay awake. Bye-bye.
See, I may not know the color of the sand on my brother.
Freedom. You hear that line that said, love becomes a bullet that blows the world away? Wow, wow, wow.
It's all right to love yourself.
It's all right to love each other. Fertile ground. And find out more. They're not really doing anything right now. They're doing different things individually. But you can go to their website, Blackout Studios, blackoutstudios.com. It's all right to love yourself. It's all right to love your brother, love your sister. And that's true freedom, because that's what love is. Freedom. I'll do this real quick, and then we're going to take a break, and then Good News Wednesday, and then Celestial Moment. What is freedom? The dictionary says freedom. This is how the dictionary defines freedom. It says the state of being free, the state of being free or at liberty rather than in confinement or under physical restraint. You know, you're free to do what you want to do. You know you can get up and go. Another definition is the power to determine action without restraint. The power to determine action without restraint. And then there's another definition, personal liberty as opposed to bondage or slavery. So I want you to just kind of think of your life right now, where you're feeling stuck, where you're feeling trapped, where you're feeling in bondage, where you're feeling your life is not working, and you're just struggling. You just want to be free. You want to be free of the relationship. You want to be free of all the pain. You want to be free of all these issues and this judgmental thought. You want to be free. You want to go to a country where you're free to do what you want to do. You want to be, you know, we have all this stuff. But for me, today I'm focusing more on personal freedom. But it, when you attain, when you find yourself in that space, in that place, when you connect with your own personal freedom, you can support others in their freedom. You know, this is a thought I was sharing earlier, and about freedom.
sometimes we get so caught up, and Reverend Deborah said it earlier, we get so caught up, you know, the whole thing, the thing that's supposed to set us free ends up keeping us in bondage. We keep ourselves in bondage because we're not meditating. We keep ourselves in bondage because we're supposed to pray, or we don't know how to pray, or blah, blah, blah. It's like, just stop it. I'm going to give you the end of this conversation and then come back to the beginning. You know, freedom is a state of mind, is a state of consciousness, and freedom, true freedom, is accepting your life just the way it is. Everything that is going on in your world, even if you don't like it, even if it's pissing you off, accept it just the way it is. What you mean accept? You mean accepting the way my life is? My life sucks. If I accept it, doesn't that mean I'm settling for less? No! As a matter of fact, you're embracing more of life. Because too many of us, sometimes we run from what's happening in our lives. It takes courage to face your life. It takes courage to look at what's going on, what you don't like, what you wish is different, to say, this is it. This is how it's supposed to be. But we must go back to the beginning. You know, when we talk about a state of being free, we look into the government to set us free. That's important. But if your work is about having an organization or the government or just some organization, somebody outside of yourself to set you free, well, that would only go so far. Because until you understand your own personal freedom, you will end up being burned out asking others to set you free. Now, don't get me wrong. Personal freedom is important. National freedom is important. Community freedom is important. You know, we must all feel free. But if you don't tend to your own state of mind, if you don't tend to your own sense of freedom, good luck. But the truth is, so this is the dance of life. The truth is, we are already free. We are. Now, we may be able to grasp that intellectually, or we may say, I don't know about me being free now, because you just don't. I was with you until. But we are, you know, the essence of who we are. Who are you? You are co-creator with God. You know, you're more than your physical self. You're more than flesh, blood, and bone. You're more than what you see in the mirror. You're so much more. You are God in action. You are the place where God gets to represent and represent herself. So when someone prays to God to show up in their life, God says, I'm going to show up as you. I'm going to show up as Glenda, as Les, as Kobe, as Kahira. I'm going to show up as Ade. I'm going to show up so somebody can see God today. You are one with God. And if you've done your inner cleansing, and you're brave enough, you may even step out and say, I am. Woo-hoo, ready? I am. Brace yourself. I am God. Yeah, something about that sometimes shakes things up. Just kind of sit with that for me. When we talk about you're already free, silently, don't say too loud yet. Don't, unless you're in your house by yourself. But if you're at work, listen, don't say too loud. They'll get you locked up. Just silently say to yourself, if you can say it out loud, just say it. Say, I am God. I bet some of you can't even say it. See, you can't say it, can you? Like, I can't say that. Yes, you can. It does. Okay, I just got a letter, a note from the heart quarters. Not the headquarters, the heart quarters. God said, God is giving you permission to just say it. To just see what comes up for you. I am God. That's kind of scary, isn't it? Something moves in your solar plexus. Like, wait a minute. It's some of us say it's a tall order. It's too much of a responsibility. But who and what is God? What is your understanding of God? God is pure awareness. That's who you are. Pure awareness is everywhere, evenly present, all-knowing, all-powerful. Pure awareness is just aware of itself as life and free. Now, we called ourselves forth on this planet, on this human realm, to reveal our godness in time and space and to transcend time and space. It's like a cosmic game, a cosmic hide and seek. When we went through the birth canal, we forgot. And we're like, oh, I'm in bondage. I'm in this body. I don't feel so free. If I want a great idea, I have to call on people. I need people to support me. But I used to be in a realm where I can just think a thought and I'm there. Now, the dance of life is blending two worlds, you know. And how do you free yourself? How do you even start to experience your own freedom? You need a dream or vision that scares the mess out of you. The dream, the vision is so big, it scares, literally scares the mess out of you. And at the same time, lights you up. See, there's many meanings to that statement. Because when your dream is so big that you're like, oh my God, that's scary. But something in you would love to do it. It will scare the mess out of you, and when that mess is released, it will light you up. You feel light. You feel enlightened, because some of us are walking around with stuff. We're just carrying stuff. My sister called earlier and said, you know, I've got baggage I need to remove. We've got stuff. We just want to dream a vision to just scare that mess out of us. But the dream is big enough that it lights you up when you think about it. I wrote something the other day, well, actually not the other day, it was last month in December, when I was writing down what I want for the radio network, looking for somebody who does promotion and marketing. And I was writing these things, I was writing things that I want to do with the radio network and what I need. I remember writing down, you know, I want to expand the syndication. We've got Within Radio right now, but I want to expand. I want to have more radio networks airing the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I got scared. I almost wanted to cross it out. I'm like, no, I'm not ready. And I caught myself. I said, the fact that you want to cross it out is the main reason to write it. And when I think about it, it scares the mess out of me. But I knew, just the idea really lights me up. It's like, wow, imagine different radio networks airing the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. More people are listening to it. Now, for me, I've accepted it. I'm not attached to it. I'm not in bondage by it. I just trust the process. What is your dream? What dream is wanting, seeking to dream you? You want to create a dream or vision that is big enough to pull you when you're in the dark. You want to put pen to paper and write it down and say, oh, shoot. No, I didn't write that. Now, here's a trick. Nah, I won't tell you about the trick yet. The trick is, keep listening, and I'll tell you about the trick. Now, I just hope I remember that there's a trick. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Now, let me go ahead and tell you now, because I know I'll start picking up stuff and I'll forget. Your dream can be so big. Now, this will bring up something for you. It may bring you relief, or you may be thinking, what's the point? Your dream can be so big that you won't even be alive when that dream manifests. But there's something about it that is calling you forth, and you're saying, I have a dream. I have a vision. Imagine Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You know, if he decided to say, you know what? I'm not organizing the next march. I'm not giving the next speech. It's pointless. People are not listening. The government is not ready to change. I don't see any result. I'm just not helping humanity anymore. All this conflict resolution and nonviolence and that we're trying to, you know, we're getting ourselves arrested. It's no point. It's nothing's going to happen. It's pointless. Let's forget what the world will look like today. Just kind of, if you can, allow yourself to think how trapped would he have felt in his own body? if he resisted his deep soul calling. So when you have a dream so big, you got to have to let go of it fully manifested while you're alive. It's crazy. But at the same time, you're going at it knowing it's going to manifest while you're alive. We'll talk more about that. Wow. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. We're going to take a break. The number is 347-426-3346. We're taking your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disbelief, your disagreement. Bring it. This is the House of Love. Our intention is to support you on your transformation. And while you're doing that, we ask that you share the show with your lovers, your haters, your misguided cheerleaders. They're misguided, they're confused. And share it with your enemy, because really, you don't have an enemy. It's just your inner you. It's your inner me. We are one with the one. We're supporting you and freeing you from the pursuit of freedom. The world is dangling a spiritual carrot. See, we left the other world that we consider to be unspiritual, the world of materialism, and we got on the spiritual path. Now we're seeking to be free, to have the money, to have the house, to be able to travel, and now we're in bondage. And we meditate and we pray, but we still feel stuck. It's time to just stop it. Come to the now. Surrender and look at your life. And if you can find the courage to entertain the thought and say, the way my life is right now, maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. Because until you're willing to look at your life as it is, truly, you won't set yourself free. You can't set yourself free because you will be in denial and you will create more of that. Freedom is in the here and now. And it starts by accepting, embracing where you are.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show. Free yourself. How do we keep ourselves in bondage? So many ways. I won't talk about that now. Something's leading me there, but I won't. I'll leave it alone and bring Celeste on because it's time for that. And then we could talk about, you know, even freedom. Yes. Think about areas of your life where you're keeping yourself in bondage as we get ready to bring you Good News Wednesday and Celestial
your moment with Celeste Morgan. You know, there are many ways. Okay, I'm going to go there. I need to just listen when I hear the voice. Don't get in the way of what you're feeling like, Coach Addy. You know, we keep ourselves in bondage by comparing ourselves, by doubting our abilities. Deborah Johnson, Reverend Deborah Johnson, just told us about Maya Angelou. Doesn't have a college degree and has over 20 honorary doctorate. I mean, can't think about it. We judge our own creation, the things that we're doing. We judge our jobs, where we're working. We judge the house that we have. We judge the relationship that we have. That's not good enough. We wish you have a better one and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, we realize we get to experience more of what we're putting out. Oh, here's a big one. We judge and criticize our body. We judge how we look. We don't like our legs, our toes, our lips, our legs. Our behind, our belly, our hair. Oh, yeah, our hair. I have a dear friend. We've been having a conversation about the hair. I know I'm bringing you on, Celeste. I just got to share this real quick. You know, some people have gray hairs, and they just resist, and they just want to dye it. Dye is the key word. They want to dye it because it's too much gray. You want to stay looking young or don't like the way it looks. If you put out the energy of your own body, if you put out energy saying you don't like the way something about you looks, guess what? You get more of that back. Now, for those of you who are like getting all attitude, well, I dye my hair because I want to. That's okay. No need for the attitude. If dyeing your hair brings out the best in you and you're not running from what's staring you in the face, so be it. If you look at your belly and you can't even see your feet, then so be it. Take action rather than judge and criticize it. But don't try and correct something from a place of lack, not enough judgment or criticism. Sometimes that helps. But if you embrace your life as it is, maybe you want to ask yourself, are you living somebody else's dream? Ponder on that. Let me bring on Celeste. Gray hair. That's right. I got gray hairs, and I love my gray hairs. Woo! I look good in my gray hairs. I'm like, look in the mirror. I'm like, well, look at you, boy. You're fine. Celeste, you're alive.
Of course I am.
I'm like, damn, who's that in the mirror? Oh, my God, is that me? Wait a minute. I'm coming. I didn't stay in the mirror a little while. I just need to fill myself up.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the finest of them all?
I am that I am.
I know that is right. Work, mm-hmm. Life Coach Today. You know what? I have to tell you, your shows are always phenomenal. And I'm not biased because I'm a co-producer. But I started out as a listener. And I often tell the family, I get frustrated because I want to hear it as a listener some days because you just be going in and working it out. And I want to bring to your remembrance the power of how you and Gerald Rivers honored Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on Monday, how you hurt our stomachs with Swami Vivekananda yesterday for Wake Up Laughing, and now we get to get free from the pursuit, or freedom from the pursuit of freedom. It's healing. And I want to thank you for the way that you show up. Thank you so much for having the vision for Life Conversations Radio Network.
Thank you.
I just had to give that to you.
I appreciate that, and I'm going to give it to you too while you're giving it to me. Thank you for being a wonderful co-producer who helps pull the ideas out of me sometimes, or sometimes I can't get it out and we go back and forth. So you're part of it, so I'm thanking you. And we're all of us, the listeners, we're all part of this dream, this vision. And I had great visions for this network. I had great visions for my life, but, you know, it scares the mess out of me, but I say yes. And, you know, we keep adding to the vision. Now we're doing Good News Wednesday, and...
And I have a really powerful one story, and as you know, since we're doing it as Good News Wednesday, you're going to get a spiritual weather report that's going to flow right after I break down the good news, unless you want to jump in, because we're in the flow today. So let me just reach out and say hello to our listeners. You know you're on a journey too. And Colby getting pulled in like that. That was so much fun. But we're part of the family.
I might pull somebody else in, but go ahead.
I already know. Watch out, Tanya. And I'm not doing shout outs.
Get out my G. Don't be trying to get in my vibration.
If you have your channel all open that I can read it. And hello, Glenda and Kahira. Thank you for calling. And to all the beautiful people in the chat room, we love you for Saggy. And we have Spirit, too, Life Coach today in the chat room. I just wanted to bring your attention to that number. Okay, so let's get to it because I want to hear more of your download about freedom from the pursuit of freedom, okay?
Let's do it.
All right, so welcome to Good News Wednesday on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. We are clear that what we focus on expands, and if we want to be the change we want to see, then it's time to focus on news that makes us smile instead of cringe. Every Wednesday, we'll be bringing you good news that you might not have caught in the mainstream media. Well, we are focusing on a new stream of love and light, starting now. The ladies' restroom is often thought of as no man's land. I'm sure folks think we have violins and fairies in there. We don't. But for one restroom on a college campus, some have actually created a sanctuary. Sisters are doing it for themselves. In a girls' bathroom stall at a university, girls have written about some of their most horrifying life experiences. This week, somebody replied. The handwritten anonymous page read, "To the girl who was raped, you are strong. I cannot fathom the pain you must have gone through. The fact that you have the bravery to write it, even on a bathroom wall, gives me hope. To the girl with eating disorders, I promise you, although I don't know you, you are beautiful. You deserve your health. You deserve freedom from that hell. To the girl with the alcoholic father, I am so sorry for the agony it must cause. Again, such courage is remarkable. You must be such a strong person to see such pain. To the girl whose father died, missing them never goes away. The ache of their absence never goes away. But the love they had, the memories you share, surely must last. I am sure, out of the bottom of my heart, the people who have left you in this world are exceptionally proud of the person you are. Every time I see these walls, these confessions, I feel so blessed to know I have the privilege of seeing them. Your moments, these secrets, are all precious, even though they are sad. To all of you, including those I did not mention and those who have not yet written, you are worthy, you are strong, you are brave, you are loved. Somebody cares." After it was posted, messages of thanks were scrawled below. "To the person who wrote this, thank you. I also join the people who thank this anonymous writer. I just might have to start writing on stalls now. You can find this and more stories on the goodnewsnetwork.org. Now, be sure to pass this good news on and be somebody's good news today. If you happen to hear of more good news, inbox me on Facebook or email me at CelesteMorgan@hotmail.com. You can also reach me on the Celestial Show Celeste Morgan fan like page. And that family is one story that is causing shine and brightness in the world today. Thank you. Life for today, did you want to chime in before I go to the weather?
Before you go to the weather. Yes. You know, it speaks to one of the things that that came up for me, the whole thing about the freedom from the pursuit of freedom. Because sometimes, especially, this is a global generalization. When I say global, well, global generalization, same thing. I'm globalizing that sometimes we get so focused on what we want for our lives or what we don't have, that we miss the opportunity that is right around us. And for me, it's really clear that we begin to experience
our innate freedom, our divine, just the fact that we are free when we offer what we have now. So when people gave what they have, just a word of love, of sharing, of caring, it helps everybody to be free. I mean, and today, one of the things I would add is really embodying and getting in contact with that part of you that is always free. Ask yourself, what do I have to offer right now? What do I have to give right now? Now, there's a trick. If you're offering something to give, don't give and say, okay, I'm going to give this gift because I know I'm good at this. I'm good at this. My skill set for this. And if I do that, let me see where the blessing is going to come from. Give it and don't even waste any time looking for it coming back to you, because if you waste time looking for it, you won't see it. But if you just go on about your business, it will track you down. We're all here to support one another. Let's do it together. Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. Now it's time for the weather.
Yes, and now it's time for your spiritual weather report with numbers. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. The energy of the day is 12. 12 is the hanged one in tarot, which reminds us to let it all go by getting still, to take a moment to look at life from a fresh perspective. There is a period of waiting for clarity instead of moving into action prematurely. A man hangs upside down from a tree, waiting to understand the greater mysteries. 12 is also the porcupine in medicine cards, and the porcupine reminds us all of the magic of innocence and play. Unless you become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is within you. So it doesn't hurt to play and find the answer through the agendaless activity of allowing your inner child to lead the way. The 12th letter of the alphabet is L, and words like loving, leaning, and listening connect us to the magical power of the number 12. Today, for a special treat, we are going to put the spotlight on the swan of the medicine cards. The swan's number is not 12. It's actually 39. But when you add 3 plus 9, you get 12. So here we go. Swan, the power of woman entering sacred space, touching the future yet to come, bringing eternal grace. The swan's medicine is beauty, grace, and the power of self. But that's more at the end of the journey. At first, we meet the little swan, described as the ugly duckling, who, tired of being shunned and feeling different from others, she wanted to dream of a time in the future when she would grow into something far more beautiful. Finally, her friend the dragonfly leads her into dream time, where she sees a swirling black hole. Swan makes one agreement before entering. She said, "I'm not sure why, but I wish to enter the black hole. I will be happy to abide by the Great Spirit's plan, whatever it should turn out to be. I won't fight the currents of the black hole. I will surrender to the spiral flow. I will trust that what I am shown is what I am meant to see, and that what I become is what I am meant to be." After Swan reemerged, she was quite a sight to see. Dragonfly asked, "What happened to you?" The long-necked swan, not so ugly now, said, "I learned to surrender my body to the power of the Great Spirit. Because of my faith and acceptance, I have been changed. I've learned to accept the state of grace." When we learn to accept our own state of grace, accepting ourselves just as we are, we graduate from our ugly duckling stories and transform into beautiful swans. We finally surrender to a place of being what we want and are finally free from pursuing, which means we are free indeed. All is well. I'll see you on Sunday, January 27th at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you, family.
Mm, Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Thank you for all you do, for being the swan that you are. Make it look easy, but behind the scene, you're peddling underwater. But above, you're just like, yeah, I got that. Thank you. Celeste, can you pull that up? No, certainly. thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Let's take a call. Should we take a call now? Yes. We want to talk about the kind of vision, the kind of dream that scares the mess out of you. And then we'll continue the conversation. Where are the conversations already continuing? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Something about having, you know, freeing yourself from the pursuit of freedom is you kind of just find peace in the now. Like the swan. And like Glenda, the good witch, who knows how to transform everything that she's dealing with and say, I can do this. Hey, Glenda, how are you doing?
Glenda's a good witch.
I'm well.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. I'm just kind of like flowing in this moment. I don't think I called into the show since I transferred to Florida. I don't think I did. So this is my first time. And it's almost like a dream because now, same voice, same show. I was multitasking before, same thing, but I'm looking at this beautiful lake because now I have a view of the lake from my bedroom. Mm. And I was, for many reasons, I was so afraid. I mean, definitely this change scared me because of family obligations and a perception that I would be ostracized because I was physically going, you know, to move to another state when it would appear that I physically should stay where I am, for the care of my parents. But as this is my third week here, and I went back 1 week, so because I work for an airline, I can go back a couple of days. And I'm just really, it just kind of all is working out. You know, I feel the fear was such a blockage, but the greater good was being in tune or is being in tune. Because now when the show is over, I get to go out. It's like, I don't know, 75 degrees and, you know, I feel like I'm just more in a happier place. I'm in line with spirit. I have been hearing consistently there is no separation. I've been hearing that a lot in the last couple of weeks. There is no separation in the presence of God so that my body is someplace else. But I feel like my spirit, my prayers are even closer than when I was physically there because when I was physically there, I was miserable. So I was more dealing with pain. So it is true. If you have something that scares you and, sometimes some aspects of the change scare me, but more and more I'm just kind of like being reminded to be in the flow. Just be that, like your topic. Stop pursuing the happiness, stop pursuing the freedom, just put yourself in alignment with it. And for me, it was physically going someplace that's warmer and quieter than the inner city. So, I just want to be like, hey, I survived. And I continue to survive. I'm more than surviving. I really am in deep gratitude for all that. All the spiritual blessings, all the forces that are pushing me and holding me, because it's amazing. But I had some great fear all day. Oh, yeah.
I had some
great fear. really. But, as I continue to work the practice and meditate and breathe, one of the most powerful things I found. The first week I was down here, I had to do a lot of breathing, and that it all kind of worked out.
Yeah, it's good to breathe. It's good to breathe. It keeps you awake.
on purpose. Like, okay, you know, I think this, you know, okay, let me breathe, let me breathe, let me remember I'm greater than this, you know, that right. I'm like the sky and I'm like the ocean and I'm like all right. of these, the blades of grass. It really does work.
And you know, Glenda, I got to say this because, you know, I've sort of walked part of the journey. You've kept me updated on your journey, and I'm really, really proud of you because you've had all kind of things happen, and you wanted to go, you didn't want to go, you're afraid to go, and then you decided to go, and then you couldn't go, and all that other stuff, blah, 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 and then you went, and then it's like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to get around? You're learning so many things, but beautiful thing about your journey is you keep pushing forward. You keep pushing forward. And you've always wanted to go. And then when the opportunity came up, you said, maybe not. But here's the thing. You know, for me, what I want to share with listeners is when we have a vision, when we have a dream, when you attain the dream, when it's accomplished, whatever it is, it may be big or something that's attainable, there's a responsibility for it. You've always wanted to be in Florida. Then next, you had the issue of getting around. And you're working around that. And so it's like it doesn't stop there, and you keep growing into this. You're greater yet to be, and you know, you people don't even know half the story, but you say as if you know that's there. you're growing leaps and bounds. I'm going to say this because I'm feeling to say it. So if you never talk to me again because I said this, it'll be worth it. It's like, okay, well, but Glenda is learning to ride a scooter, and she's kept me updated. And from getting it, getting a helmet. I mean, the story could go on. But you know,
I'm
just
going out
proud
on it right now. I'm going to the beach on my scooter. And I think I like it so much. I told someone, I might become one of those motorcycle divas. I might upgrade, you know.
And you're upgrading already because you said you're going to add something to it. Yes, what did you tell me you're going to add to it?
Oh, the sound system. That's something that I'm going to add in a couple of weeks.
She'll be driving down the streets of Florida with the Ask Life Coach at a radio show blaring out.
Then I don't have to hold the phone to my ear, but I can have it mounted. Or it's just really cool because that's exactly what I would do. I mean, I would have been on the scooter if I didn't have to hold the phone. But that's it. That's my upgrade.
Yes. I'm so proud of you. Keep living the dream. Keep living your dream, your vision, and keep breathing and saying yes. You know, that's how you get to know what you know.
Thank you for all of the support, you and all of the listeners. So everybody have a really blessed day.
Yes, 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 indeed. Thank you, my sister. I appreciate
you.
You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. Kahira. I should have get Kahira. I think I'm saying it right. I should have get her to say her name for me. But, you know, think about it. You talked about wanting relationship. I strongly recommend that you have a spiritual practice. And everybody else, when we talk about freedom, from the pursuit of freedom, invites you to have a spiritual practice. So if you want the perfect relationship, if your relationship is not working, if you're struggling with what you have, if your ex is getting on your nerves, if your baby mama, baby father is getting on your nerves, it's just like, sit down, get still, and write out what you want in a relationship. Look at what you're bringing to the relationship. And more importantly, here's what people always say. Well, you know, what do you want in a relationship? I want somebody who can love me, who's got a great sense of humor, and who's fun, who doesn't mind learning something new, and who can love me unconditionally. Good. Now, you've got to live that out. You got to start loving yourself unconditionally, so much so that you let go of the condition of somebody else loving you unconditionally. Because the minute you put a condition of how somebody's going to love you, you already put a condition on the love. But write down what you want, what you desire. See areas of your life where you need to grow. Look at people where you want to forgive, that needs to be forgiven. Something that's forgiven, something that happened in the past that you're still holding on to. Meditate. Get to hear the voice where spirit can tell you what to do. Maybe someone is in your face that they're really just working your nerve, but they're really your healing angel, but you've forgotten. And they say something to you and makes you want to just raise your arm and do a stretch across their face, and you hear the voice say, breathe. The voice is always speaking to you. But if you don't cultivate the ability to hear the voice, you will miss hearing the spirit voice. You will miss what God is trying to tell you. God, goddess, whatever you want to call it, the creator, your higher self. It's a trick. We were already free, but we started a journey pursuing freedom. And then we're reminded we're already free. And we're like, but I don't feel free. Well, what are the beliefs that you hold about yourself? What are the judgment that you hold about yourself? Those, you want to really examine your beliefs about yourself. And yes, you're very welcome, Kobe. She said, thank you for playing Fertile Ground, Freedom. We need each other. What do you have to offer? What gift? What's the dream that you have for yourself? Is your dream big enough? Are you playing small? And I tell you, as I said earlier, maybe not in this way, but the freedom seeds, the freedom thoughts that you plant today, you won't be around to harvest it. But you will get the experience. You will get to see it grow. It's really for generations to come. That's how you become part of the change. Oh, my God. Sorry, I got distracted there. That's a 153. I'm like, how did that happen? Anyway, that's how you become part of the change. Freedom is in the very present now. If you keep running here, and here's the thing. When I have the perfect job, when I get a pay raise, when I get the promotion, when I have the perfect relationship, when I move to the perfect location, when I have the perfect body, when I can discover or figure out how my hair can stay whatever color without the gray showing up, when I lose the weight, when I whatever, when I blah, 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 then I'll be free. Oh, my God. Well, good luck on that. Because you can't believe in something and not live it out. Now, if you say, well, I believe that when I have the perfect relationship, I'll be free. I believe when I have the money, I'll be free. Because that suggests that right now you don't feel free. That's the real belief. You believe right now you don't have the perfect relationship, so you get to live that out. Well, I believe that when I have the right house. No, the belief is you don't have the right accommodation, the right house right now. That's the core belief. You believe that you don't have what you want, and that's when you get it is when you be happy. Of course something happens when you get to that place, but you've got to know it right now. You've got to know yourself as God in action, and everything that is stretching you, everything that is pulling on you is part of the process. It's all about your soul's call. Your soul is calling you to wake up, to stay up and stay alert. And we need to redefine for ourselves what the truth is. Use the information, even what you're hearing from me. Use what you're hearing from me to inspire your own truth. So the speakers that you listen to, the authors that you read their books, the people that inspire you, sometimes we take what they say and it works for us, but then sometimes you have to find your own truth. Sometimes, for the most part, well, let me see. Let me examine that thought. Sometimes you have to find your own truth. Sometimes you have to create your own path. And sometimes you need to lean on somebody. Sometimes you need to stand alone. Sometimes you have to speak. Sometimes you need to be quiet. Sometimes you need to run. Sometimes you need to slow down. Sometimes you need to be still. Sometimes you just need to move. We live in two worlds, you know. Two worlds. When you observe your world from the human perspective or from the spiritual perspective, you live in the present and the future, which can be considered the earth and heaven, or the intellect and the intuition. You know, when you look at this moment, this is earth, the present moment. heaven is the realm of unlimited potential, the future where anything is possible, and we're creating it now. You get to reveal heaven on earth in this moment. We say follow your heart, but, you know, you got to go beyond your intellect. Yes, your intellect, when your egoic mind, let me stay with that, start serving your spirit nature. Oh, my God. That's when your intellect and your intuition comes together. Oh, you give birth to stuff that makes you go, that looks good. Look at my creation. And not from an egoic perspective, but from a God perspective. Could you look at what you created and say, oh, my God, did I do that? This is one of my greatest pieces. This is one of my greatest writings. This is one of my greatest songs. This is one of, you know, I'm so proud of my family, my children. They make me proud. My relationship, where I live. I get to see the lake. Oh, my God, I'm so grateful because you allow your intellect and your intuition to come together. It's like the sperm and the egg. The egg is saying, here I am. And the sperm is like, I'm going to get there. I'm going to be the first one to get there. And the conception happens, fertilization happens, and then under the right conditions, a new life is birthed. And that happens at so many levels. And if we're talking about a human life, we get to experience the life. We don't know how long it's going to be around. Sometimes it's just a matter of days to teach us something. Sometimes it's for weeks, sometimes months, sometimes years and years and years. But we still get to see the face of God. We still get to see God in action. It's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, indeed. Now, I know some people have issues with, oh, my God. I didn't grow up with that, so I can say it. Don't say, oh, my God. Say, oh, my gosh. I have a friend who has issues with that. But it is what it is. But anyway, I digress. So as you live in the present now, looking at your current reality, and he may bring up some unhappiness, some sadness. Just get still and ask, what is the lesson for me here? What is this experience here to teach me? What do I need to see? What really is the perfect job? What really is the perfect relationship? What really is the perfect body? What really is the perfect environment for me? What is the perfect life? How do I know that I am? How do I know that I'm embodying the spiritual truth that I'm learning? How would I know? When would I know that I'm there? And sit and allow a part of you that transcends the five senses to speak to you. When you find yourself judging and criticizing, bring it back, breathe, relax, and remind yourself, it's all right to love yourself. It's all right. It's all right to love one another. It's all right to love your brother. It's all right to love your sister. Ultimately, what this is about is about love. Love is freedom. When you love yourself, you are giving yourself permission to express yourself, to express your creativity, to express your joy, to express your greatness, to show up with all your stuff, with your mess and your message. True freedom is rooted in love. When you recognize, when you embody love, or when you just recognize and realize that love is your true nature, it is your natural state of being. And you know, it's funny, Reverend Deborah talked about, she was going to mention President Barack Obama, and she said, King, I just want you to consider this. I'll suggest some books for you. I'll suggest, if you're interested, there's a book called The Journey of the Souls. And there are many books about reincarnation. Many Lives, Many Masters by Brian Wise. The Journey of the Souls is by Michael Newton. But you know, think about it. I believe this. You don't have to believe this. Your soul never dies and your soul was never born and will never die. And your soul has lived many lives. And this is just another life that you are living. And the best way to enjoy this life is to be playful, is to be fun, is to find fun in your life. Swami Beyondananda said yesterday, he's a fundamentalist, F-U-N. Become a fundamentalist, that you just lighten up. And it happens because you have a dream, a vision that scares the mess out of you. Show up today as this is the best day of your life. That whatever you're doing, wherever you are right now, that you're saying, you know, this is the best thing that could ever happen to me right now. Because if you consider this where you are today, if this is the last day on earth, if this is your last day on this planet, and you get a chance to reflect, and you've got a few hours to reflect your life, are you going to have more regrets than being grateful? Are you going to be feeling more like a victim, that you could have done more, but your parents didn't allow you, or whatever the case may be? You could have been famous, you could have had this, you could have done that. Or are you going to look back and just say, wow, what a ride. What a ride. I feel empty. I gave it my all, but you know what? I feel like there's more to do. The truth is, there's always going to be more. We can die empty, but there will always be more. Because God is always seeking to express itself. And because there's always going to be more, guess what? You get to live another life again. And you may get a chance to sit with somebody and have a past life regression. And then you say, wow, I remember. Get on your spiritual journey. Show up. And right now, I'm going to do something because I want to play. One word for us. One word, Tanya, for the listeners. One word for the world. What are you feeling, Tanya? One word. Give us one word, Tanya. You're unmuted. Speak. That's right. Say something. One word.
Forgive
Tanya. Me. Thank you very much. And so it is. I'm going to leave with a song that talks about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Life is forgiven. You only get to keep what you give away. Life is not for chasing. Life is not for pursuing. Life is not for looking. Life is for giving. What do you have to give? What do you have to share? What is your divine mission? What did you bring on this planet to offer the rest of us? And guess what? To offer yourself. But when you just give it to yourself, you won't even know. You will doubt it. You will judge it. You will criticize it. But when you give it to others, they get to reflect you back to yourself saying, oh, my God, you don't know how much I needed that. Thank you. Thank you, Celeste, for that celestial moment. It's just what I needed. Thank you, Life Coach Ade, for that show. It's like you were speaking to me. Oh, I'm so glad you had that guest. Oh, that song speaks to my soul. What do you have to give? Forgive it now. Give in advance. Stop feeling like a victim. Love yourself. Give yourself permission to mess up. Give yourself permission to screw up. Give yourself permission to fail. And you will know freedom. Because then you're not chasing freedom anymore. You're like, psh, flip it. I give up. Flip it. That's right. I'm going to free myself. Fuck it. I'm just going to do my life the way I want to do it right now. Sometimes we need to say that. Sometimes we just need to say, you know what? To hell with everybody. I'm here for great things. I'm here to offer a gift. I don't know what it looks like, but I feel it in my spirit. Are you ready to let go of chasing the spiritual carrot, the illusion of the spiritual carrot? The time is now. You're going to experience the fruits of your labor, and some of it you won't experience. But you know, just like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., because he continued to stay awake, stay alert. Some would say he gave his life for it. Personally, I believe he went when his soul was ready to go. But what are you willing literally to die for? Doesn't mean that someone else will take your life. They can't. But anyway, that you're going to give everything, that when you leave this planet, you're saying, yep, I was committed till the end. And then it will be your children's children's children that will reap the benefit. Forgiveness. Let's play a song of forgiveness. We got quite a few. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I feel like it's a different show today. You know? And I surrender. It is what it is. It's always a different show. Make sure you join Ambassador tomorrow for the play experience, assisting you, supporting you to play with yourself, to purposely love and appreciate you. Listen to what song to play. I'm hearing to play Let It Go. Surrender, Cynthia James. Be love. It's the essence of who you are. You are love. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And be loved. Go out in the world and love like there is no tomorrow. Let go of the baggage. Let go of the stories. Stop chasing the spiritual carrots. It's an illusion. You're right where you need to be. Celeste is on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I love you. Thank you for joining me. Share the show with your friends. I'm out of here. Cynthia Jane. Let it go. Forgive and forget love. You get love or you forgive. Forgive and forget your blessing. I'm out. Surrender, let it go.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.